the power, the of deliverance, fall upon my life, the life of the Lord, the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your help we always receive. Thank you, Lord, for defending us in the battles of life. Thank you for open doors we have seen happened in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us prosperity and success and excellence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us stronger than our enemies. Thank you for making us stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, for giving us power to overcome all the forces of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for removing sicknesses and diseases from our lives. Thank you for giving us progress. Thank you, Lord, for removing limitations in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a great and glorious future you have prepared for us. Thank you, Father, for holding our hands and for lifting us up into the place you want us to be. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithfulness to this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for committing yourself to helping us, blessing us, and fighting for us. Thank you for always giving us testimonies. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come before you this evening, this midnight, to seek your face, to pray. I ask that you visit everyone in this place. I ask, O Lord, that as we pray, let the answers to our prayers begin to appear instantly in the name of Jesus. Let there be no delays as we pray. Thank you, Father, for I know you are going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we are going to sing worship songs. And after that, we will go into prayer points. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Lord, your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher above other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher above other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee. knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, is Lord, is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, is Lord. Amen. Oh, he has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That's wonderful name. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name. Jesus. That's wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That's wonderful name. That's wonderful name, Jesus. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, King of the universe? Great are you, Lord, mighty man of war. Great are you, Lord, Lion of Judah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Every day, every hour. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord. Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yahweh. Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. You are here, blessing every life. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. You are here, changing every life. Oh Lord, I worship you. Savior, I worship you. Way maker, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Hallelujah.
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy,
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. 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 Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God, no one like Jesus. From east to west, there is no other God, no one like you, Lord. From north to south, I say there is no other God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. With an heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shout it louder, let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of a blessed King. Jesus, shout it louder, let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of a great high priest. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save forever. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, Jesus, by your name. By your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus the righteous, by your blood, by your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus, oh Jesus, by your name, by your name, established authority. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus the righteous. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, Jesus, mighty Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you reign over all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him, praise him, adore him, worship him, worship the King of Glory, worship the Lord of Hosts, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Most High God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of Jesse, the Bright Morning Star, the Lord Strong and Mighty, the Lord Mighty in Battles, worship him. Praise him for who he is. He is stronger than all, greater than all, mightier than all. He is higher than all. He has conquered all. He has defeated all his enemies. He rules over the heavens and the earth and the underworld. He is the Almighty God. He controls times and seasons. He controls all situations. He determines what should happen and what should not happen. Praise him. He is the one who puts kings on their thrones, presidents on their seats, governors, prime ministers on their seats, and he's the one that removes them whenever he pleases, whenever he chooses. Worship him. He does whatever he wants, and no one can stop him. Glorify your Father. Praise your Lord, your Creator, your Maker. Praise him. He's your provider, your helper, your deliverer, your restorer, your healer. He is your defender. He is your fortress. Worship him. The one who was and is and is to come. The beginning and the ending. The Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. praise Him. He's the giver of eternal life, the Savior of the world. Worship Him. No one can save as He does. No one can save. Only Jesus can save. Worship Him. We praise You, O Lord. We worship Your majesty. We adore You, Father. We bless Your holy name. For who can stand against You in battle? No one. All the hosts of darkness, they see You and run for their lives. Because You are a terrible God. And You do terrible things in righteousness. We praise You, Father. You open doors no one can shut. And You shut doors no one can open. You speak and Your words come to pass. We praise You, Father. You oppress Your enemies. You make Your enemies serve You. You make Your enemies do what You want, and no one can question You, because You alone is the Lord. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I want us to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, "Thank You, Lord, for blessing me beyond what I have asked." You're going to say, "Father, thank You for blessing me beyond what I needed, beyond my expectations. Thank You, Lord, for blessing me. Thank You, Lord, for blessing me." Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, "Thank You, Father, for blessing me beyond my requests. Thank You, Lord, for blessing me beyond my expectations. Thank You for blessing me beyond my needs. Thank You for giving me more than I have asked from You. Thank You for blessing me with surplus. Thank You, Father. You have done more than I asked from You. You have given me more than I needed. Thank You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen." You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, "Thank You, Father, for making me so succeed in the works of my hands. You're going to say, Father, thank you for making me succeed and prosper in the works of my hands, in everything I lay my hands upon, in everything I set my heart to do. Thank you, Lord, for giving me success. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for making me to succeed in the works of my hands. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for giving me success in those things I lay my hands upon to do. In those things I set my heart to do. Thank you for giving me success in those things I lay my hands to do. In those things I set my mind to do. In those things I set my heart to do. Thank you, Father, for giving me success. Thank you for making me to succeed in my career, in my calling, in my ministry. Thank you for making me to succeed in everything I lay my hands upon to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for blessing me in those moments I seem to be stranded. You're going to say, Father, thank you for blessing me in those times I seem to be stranded. Thank you for always making ways for me. Thank you for always creating a way out for me. In those times I seem to be stranded. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. You know that you cannot force Him to do anything. He chooses what He does. He can decide to not do anything, and no one can question Him. He can decide to not answer our prayers, and no one can question Him. Say, thank you, Lord, for always providing for me in those moments it seems I am stranded. In those moments I lack support. In those moments I lack what I needed. Thank you for always helping me out. Thank you for always coming to my rescue. Thank you for always meeting my needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing me to suffer shame before providing for my needs. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing me to suffer reproach before providing for my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to suffer disgrace before providing for my needs. Thank you for always meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, lastly, you're going to thank him. Yeah. You're going to thank him for his interventions, especially in those moments the enemy brings confusion upon your mind. You know, the enemy brings confusion so as to deceive and to mislead. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, thank you for always helping me overcome confusion. Thank you for always helping me in those times it seems I am confused. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Lord, thank you for always guiding me in those moments I appear to be confused. Thank you for always thank you for the way you minister to my heart in those times I appear to be confused. Thank you for always helping me out. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the enemy to deceive me. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing the enemy to mislead me. Thank you for always guiding me through your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for always encouraging me whenever the enemy comes to discourage me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me strong in faith. So that I will not fall. When my faith is being tried. Now, you're going to say, Father, make me strong in faith so that I will not fall. When my faith is being tried, when I face trials of faith, Lord, make me strong in faith. I don't want to fall. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God uses many situations to try our faith in him. But if your faith is strong, you will not fall. You will not fail God. You will not sin against God. Say, oh Lord, make my faith strong. Strengthen my faith so that when my faith is being tried, I will not fall. Oh Lord, strengthen my faith so that when I face trials, I will not fall. So that when I face challenges, I will not fall. Strengthen my faith, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen my faith in your word. Strengthen my faith in your voice. Strengthen my faith in your will. Strengthen my faith in you. So that when my faith is being tried, I will not fall. And will not fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my love for you. So that when my love is being tried and tested, I will be found obeying you. We prove that we love God through obedience. That is how we prove that we love God. It is true obedience. Obedience to his will. Obedience to his ways. Obedience to his commandments. So you are going to say, Father, strengthen my love for you. Yeah, I believe many of us will love him. Yeah, I believe you love the Lord. So ask him to strengthen your love for him. Say, oh Lord, strengthen my love for you. So that when my love is being tried, I will be found in obedience. I will be found obeying you. I will be found doing your will. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen my love for you. Strengthen my love for you. Strengthen my love for you. Help me to grow stronger in my love for you. Help me to grow deeper in my love for you. Help me, Lord, to love you more than my life. To love you more than myself. To love you more than my desires. Help me to love you more than the things in this world. Help me to love you more than the pleasures in this world. Strengthen my love for you. Strengthen my love for your kingdom. My love for your righteousness. My love for your ways. my love for your will, so that in the day you will test this love that I have for you, I will be found in obedience. So that when you test my love for you, I will be found obeying you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God tested Abraham before he made an everlasting covenant with him and his generation, before he pronounced a generational blessing. Yeah. We have temporary blessings. We have blessings that are temporal. You just enjoy them for the meantime. But we have everlasting blessings. We also have generational blessings. Yeah, before God made that covenant with Abraham, he was tested. His love for the Lord was tested. His faith was tested. And when he passed the test, then God released the blessings. So the question is, will you pass the test when God tests your love for him? Yeah, God was testing Abraham to check if he loved him more than Isaac. I know he had waited for Isaac for many years. God tested to see whether he loved him more than Isaac. Because God knows that he loved Isaac the Lord. Yeah, and that man passed the test. The question is, are you going to pass the test when he tests? I mean, on that day when he will test for your love, when he will test how much you love him, will you pass the test? Or maybe he's already testing you. Are you passing the test? Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away everything in my life that is reducing your love in my heart. Take away anything in my life that is competing with your love in my life, that is contending with your love in my life. Oh Lord, take them away. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Yeah, as a parent, it's a good thing to love your children. Yeah. It's a good thing to love your child. But But you must not love that child more than God. Yeah, that was why God had to test. He had to test Abraham. Yeah. Ask God to take away everything that is making you to love him lesser than that you should. Everything that is competing with his love in your heart. Ask him to destroy those strongholds. Yeah, some people, money is competing with the love of God in their hearts. The love of money is taking the place of the love of God in their hearts. Ask God to destroy every other love in your heart that is contending with his love in your heart. Every other love. Yeah, you must not love even your spouse more than God. You must not love anything in this world more than God. Say, oh Lord, destroy any other love that is competing with your love in my heart. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold in my heart, in my mind, that is reducing my love for you. Oh Lord, destroy that stronghold. Right now in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold in my soul that is bringing down my love for you. Oh Lord, destroy that stronghold right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are things that we consider to be so important. There are actually not important in the kingdom of God. And then there are things that we consider here on earth to be less important, less valuable. And those things are actually what is so important in the kingdom of God. Yeah, if you want your life to attract God's mercy all the time, then you have to begin to consider important the things that God places high value on. I don't know if you understand. If you want your life to always attract God's mercy and favor and blessings, then you must start placing high value on those things God places high value on. You must consider important the things God considers to be so important in his heart, in his kingdom. If you don't do that, you will hardly get God's favor. Yeah, you will not be able to attract God's mercy. So you're going to pray. We need to renew our mindset at this time as believers. Many of us, we need to renew our mindset. We need to change the way we think. And we need to rearrange our priorities. We need to start placing high priority on the things that God values a lot. Yeah, if we really want to enjoy God's mercy and favor, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to begin to value the same thing you value so much in your heart, in your mind, in your kingdom. Help me to begin to value the things you value, the things you hold so important. Lord, help me to begin to hold the same things so important. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to value so much the same things you value so much. Help me to place high value on things that are so important in your kingdom. Things that your kingdom hold so valuable. Lord, help me to hold the same things valuable here on earth. Help me to place high value on those things. The things you hold so valuable in your kingdom. Lord, help me to place high value on those things here on earth. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord. Help me to change my mind, to change my thinking. Help me to change my reasoning. Help me to change my mindset and begin to consider the things that your kingdom values as what I value in life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, in this world, people place high value on many things. Yeah. Some people, they place high value on qualifications, academic qualifications. Yeah. But they don't value that in heaven. Yeah. They want to study so much, to have degrees, masters, a doctorate, a PhD, and all of that. Yeah. They place so much value on that. But in heaven, there's no value on that. Yeah, they don't value that in heaven. Yeah, some people place so much value on having properties, having a lot of money, building, riches, wealth, and all of that. But in the kingdom of God, they don't place value on that. That is not valuable in the kingdom of God. Yeah, some people, they place so much value on fame. Yeah, they want to be famous here on earth. But in the kingdom, they don't place value on that. Yeah, so until we begin to value the things God values, that is when we are going to see the hand of God do mighty things in our lives. Yeah. That is when we are going to see the mighty hand of God do mighty things in our lives. Yeah. I'm not saying that God don't want you to study and get a lot of qualifications. That is if God wants to be glorified through those things. Yeah. So God is after what you do with the qualifications. That is what He is. That is what God is concerned about. How will those qualifications add value to His kingdom? So if there's no way those things, you getting those things, will add value to the kingdom of God, as far as God and heaven is concerned, those things are useless. Yeah. So until we begin to pursue after what heaven values, we will hardly get support from God in many areas of our lives. Let's say, for instance, you are doing business, you are doing a job. You have to ask yourself, what does God have to gain in this job? What is God going to gain from this business? Yeah. If God is not going to gain from it, yeah, then that business is useless as far as God and heaven is concerned. If you will not use that business or job to profit the kingdom of God, it is useless and it is good for nothing. And if you ask God to bless that job, God will not blessed because he is not gaining anything from it. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to focus on using my life and everything I have to profit your kingdom. To profit your work. Say, Father, help me to focus on using my life, using my days, using my possessions, using my qualifications. Whatever you have given me, help me to focus on using my life to profit your kingdom. To profit your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is how to live on earth. If you have another opinion different from this, you are not ready for the kingdom of God. Yeah, it means you are not for his kingdom. Yeah, if you have another agenda different from what I have just said, then you are not for him. say, oh Lord, help me to focus on using my entire life, using everything you have given me to profit you and your kingdom. Help me, Father. The skills you have given me, the strength you have given me, the academic qualifications you have given me, the resources you have given me, the blessings you have given me, everything that I have, everything that I have, help me to focus on using them to profit your kingdom and not to profit myself, but to profit your kingdom, to profit your business, to profit your work. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, some people think that overcoming poverty, some people think deliverance from poverty, have to come through serious prayers and fastings. No. Yeah. Well, you might need to fast and pray. That is if your poverty is as a result of satanic attacks, witchcraft attacks, or generational curses. Yeah, but most times, that is not how to overcome poverty. In fact, your prayers and fasting will not work until you have actually done what I'm going to talk about now. You see, there are kingdom principles that you have to follow. And as long as you follow those principles of God's kingdom, there's no way you will be poor. It's not possible that you will be poor. Yeah, even if you happen to lack some things, God will always come true for you. Yeah, God will always come at those times when you need some things, and He will always provide. Yeah. But many Christians, they close their eyes on these principles, and then they just focus on fastings and prayers, and they expect that they will overcome poverty. And they continue to fast and pray for months, for years, and nothing changed. Yeah, so what are these principles? Yeah. Number one. Yeah, is that you must consider that whatever you have is given to you. Yeah, you must consider that whatever you have is not yours, that it was given. Now, the Bible says that no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above. You must consider that everything you have, even those things you felt that you studied so hard in the university to get, or those things that you felt like you worked so hard before you could get those income, the strength you are using to work, who gave that strength? If you don't have good health, how would you be able to walk and earn salary. Yeah, so you have to come to the point where you agree and acknowledge that anything I have is given, is not earned. Yeah, it's not like I deserve them or I earned them. It's not because I worked for them, but it's because God gave them to me. Until you agree with that, you might not conquer poverty. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, deliver me from every spirit of pride that is in me because of the possessions that I have, because of physical things that I have, or whatever things that I have. The whole Lord, destroy every spirit of pride in my life that is in me because of the physical things that I have." Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Any spirit of pride in me that comes as a result of what I have, Lord, destroy that pride now. I'm showing you how to overcome poverty for real and how to enter into prosperity for real. So, oh Lord, whatever pride that is in me because of the things that I have, the physical blessings that I have, physical possessions, physical resources that I have, oh Lord, destroy that pride now. In the name of Jesus, destroy that pride right now. I acknowledge that you are the owner of everything that I have. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, number two. Number two in the list of the kingdom principles you have to follow to enter into abundance and be free from scarcity and poverty. The second thing is that you must remove your life from the things you have. You must remove your life from the things you have and from the things you will have, the material things in this world. You must withdraw your life from them. That is, you must not trust in them. Yeah, the Bible says that the life of a man does not consist in the things he possesses. So you must withdraw your life from those things. That is, don't consider those things as what is keeping you alive and keeping you going. Don't consider those things as what is giving you survival and giving you happiness and joy. So withdraw your life from the things that you have. Let your life be in God, which means don't trust in what you have. Don't trust in your riches. Don't trust in your resources. Yeah. So which means that you are ready to do away with them. Which means that in the absence of those things, you are happy. Whether those things are there or they are not there, you are happy. That's the meaning of withdraw your life from the things you have. So which means when you don't have them, you are happy. You are joyful. And when you have them, you are also happy, you are joyful. So the thing you have, I mean the things you have is not what is determining your joy and happiness. So the presence of those things and the absence of those things doesn't change your joy and peace and happiness. Yeah. So when you are able to do this, then you are getting ready to enter into prosperity from God, into great abundance from God. When you withdraw your life from the material things in this world, so you are going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw my life. I withdraw my trust from the physical things I have, from the physical things God has given me, and even from the things I will still have. I withdraw my life from them. I withdraw my trust from them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I'm showing you how to really enter into great prosperity from heaven. Say, I withdraw my life. I withdraw my trust. So some Christians, their trust is in those digits in their bank account. That is wrong. You must not trust what you have. You must trust in Jesus alone. Say, I withdraw my life. I withdraw my trust from the things I have. The things I have or will have or don't have shall not be able to control my joy. They shall not be able to control my happiness. They shall not be able to control my peace. In the name of Jesus, the things I have, the things I will still have, and the things I don't have, they shall not be able to control my joy. They shall not be able to control my peace. They shall not be able to control my happiness. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my life and trust from the physical things in this world. I withdraw my life, I withdraw my trust from the material possessions of this world, from the physical resources of this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, number three. You must be quick to release what God has given you. Every time God places a demand on it. That is, you must be quick. I mean, you must be quick, like very fast. You must do it very fast. I know of some Christians that for the past 4 months, I'm just giving an example. God had told them to release what he gave them to him. And for more than 6 months, 4 months, they are still withholding that thing. They don't want to release it to God. And these are the Christians that are praying for prosperity. Yeah, how is it going to happen? Yeah. So for you to enter into great abundance of riches and wealth from God, you must be quick. That is, you do it very fast. So when God places a demand on your resources, on your possessions, you must release it very fast. Not that maybe next week. And you have that thing. And then you are saying maybe next week, maybe tomorrow. If you are like that, God will not commit His wealth into your hands. He will not. Yeah, He will not. Even tithes, just normal tithes, 10% of your income, people cannot give 10%. Offerings, they cannot give. Yeah, and some people, they will even measure the offering. They have much and they will give just so little to God. That is wrong. Yeah, we know about tithes and offerings, that one is constant. It's in the scriptures. Yeah, but how will God ask you to give more than tithes and offerings if you have not been faithful in tithes and offerings? How will God speak to you to give more than that if now you are still struggling to be consistent with tithes and offerings? How will God speak to you to give more than that? Or to give other things to Him? So you are going to pray. You need to be very fast, very quick in releasing the blessings God has given to you back to God. That is how you will also rise very quick in prosperity. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah, some people, they feel like there's an amount of money that is too big to give to God. Then you ask yourself, why did God give you that big? Yeah. If an amount is too big to give to God, then what you have, you should not even have it. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me at heart that releases the blessings you have given me quickly every time you place a demand on it. So Lord, give me the heart that releases out money. That release out the resources that I have very quickly at those times you place demand on them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I'm showing you how to enter into God's abundance and prosperity. Say, oh Lord, give me a heart that is very quick in releasing whatever you demand for. Lord, give me that heart in the name of Jesus. Such heart that cannot withhold anything from you and that doesn't delay. Yeah, that aspect of delaying is very important. When God is placing a demand on your possession, you must not delay in releasing it out. Yeah. So, oh Lord, give me that heart that does not delay in releasing out the things that you have given to me whenever you place demand for those things. Give me such heart that is faithful and committed in giving to you, to your work, to your kingdom. Give me such heart. Give me such heart that doesn't think twice when it comes to giving to you, giving to your work, give it to your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Number four.
$300
to get something you could get in another place for $100. Yeah, that is a waste. That is a wasting spirit. Yeah. And then sometimes we buy things that we don't really need. Yeah. So when God sees that you are not a waster, He will commit His riches and wealth into your hands. But when you realize that you waste a lot, He will limit how much He will give you. Yeah. So you must not be a waster. Yeah. The Holy Spirit must guide your spending. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always involve you, to always involve your spirit in my spending. Help me to always involve your Holy Spirit in my spending. Help me to always ask for guidance before I spend. Open your mouth and pray like that. These are practical ways to get prosperity from God. Yeah, fasting and prayers for prosperity is the secondary. This is the foundation of prosperity, real prosperity from God. Say, oh Lord, help me to always involve the guidance of your Holy Spirit in my spending. Help me to always listen to your Holy Spirit. Help me to always consult your Holy Spirit before I spend. In the name of Jesus, remove from my life every wasting spirit. Every spirit that is always pushing me to buy things that I don't really need. Every spirit that is always pushing me to get things I don't really need at that time. Or I don't really need at all. Oh Lord, remove such spirit from my life. Remove such spirit from my life. Remove wasting spirit from my life. Give me self-control when it comes to spending. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And you see, by the time you start involving the Holy Spirit in your spending, then you begin to appreciate God more, because you will now realize that you are actually rich. And you will now realize that you really have enough. Because you will see how much you have been wasting. How much you have been wasting for a long time. Okay, I think the last one was number 4. Now, number 5. Yeah, is that when you give, make sure you give to a fertile ground. Yeah. When you give, especially when you give to the work of God, make sure you give to where God is. Yeah. Make sure the church or the ministry that is Get in your giving. Make sure God is there. Yeah, and make sure they are serving God. Make sure that they are doing the will of God, the leadership in that church or ministry. Make sure that they are doing the will of God. Make sure that that church is established on the right doctrines of the Bible. Make sure that that church is busy with the work of soul winning and discipleship. That is, winning souls into God's kingdom and building those souls to mature in the knowledge of God. Yeah, so if you give to a place that God is not, you are going to be poor. Yeah, you will always be poor. If you give to a demonic altar, a satanic altar, altar of false prophets, false churches, poverty is going to be sure in your life. Yeah, because the spirit in that altar will enter into your finances and spoil your finances. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, guide me to fertile ground. Guide me to always give to a fertile ground. And disconnect me from giving to places or people that carries demonic spirits in them. Because when you give to someone that belongs to a demonic altar, the spirit in that altar can enter into your life. So you can connect to demons through your giving, and you will not know. So you're going to say, oh Lord, guide my spending to give to fertile grounds. Open your mouth and pray like that. So this also applies to when you give to people. Yeah, you have to make sure that you give to people God wants you to give to. That you must not give to someone that is under the judgment of God. You must not give to someone that is under the anger of God. Otherwise, you will also receive judgment. Yeah, you will also bring the anger of God upon your life because you give to someone that God hates. You are helping someone that is an enemy of God. Yeah, then you also will receive from the judgment. So, oh Lord, guide me to always give into fertile grounds. Guide me, oh Lord, whenever I give to you or to people, oh Lord, guide me to always do it in a fertile ground, or give to a fertile ground in the name of Jesus. Has God to guide you. You don't give out of pity. Yeah, don't give because you have pity for that person. It's good to have pity, it's good to have compassion, but let God guide you, because that person might be a demonic ground, or that place might not be a fertile ground. Talk to God, say, oh Lord, guide me. Guide my giving. Make sure that I give to the right person, right place, at every time that I give, guide me to not give into demonic grounds. Guide me to not give to someone that is under your anger, or a church that is under your judgment, or a ministry that is under your judgment. Lord, guide me to not give to such places. Guide me, O Lord, to always give correctly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, so if you follow those five principles, it is certain that you will be great in prosperity, in blessings, in riches, in wealth. I pray that the grace to follow these kingdom principles may the Lord give to you. In the name of Jesus, the grace to follow these standards of God's kingdom concerning prosperity and riches and wealth, may the Lord give you that grace in Jesus' name. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remember your promises for my life and hasten their manifestations. You're going to say, Father, remember your promises for my life and hasten their manifestations. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, remember your promises. Remember your promises for my life. Your written promises in your word, in your scriptures, and your promises that were revealed through prophecies and through dreams. Oh Lord, remember them and hasten their manifestations. Hasten their manifestations. Hasten their manifestations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Remember your promises for my life and hasten their manifestations. Remember your prophecies for my life. Remember your plans for my life. Remember your will for my life. And hasten their manifestations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Van. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Remember your promises for my life, for my calling, for my destiny, for my ministry, for my marriage. Remember your promises and hasten their manifestations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us of how the king could not sleep until he helped Mordecai, the king could not sleep. Yeah, until he called for the book of remembrance, the book that have records of people that have done good things for the kingdom. And then he saw in that book that Mordecai had done something for his kingdom, and he has not yet been rewarded. Then he called for his officers. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand begin to trouble every mind of people that need to make decisions for me to be blessed, decisions for me to be helped, decisions for me to succeed and prosper and move forward. Oh Lord, with your mighty hand, trouble the hearts and minds of such people until they make the decision. Let them not have rest. Let them not be able to sleep, as you did to that king. And he could not sleep until he helped Mordecai. Oh Lord, do the same to such minds and hearts of people right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, with your mighty hand, trouble every mind, every heart, every mind, every heart that must make decisions for my life to change, for my life to move forward, for my life to be blessed, for my life to be helped, for my life to rise to the next higher level, for my life to prosper and succeed. Oh Lord, begin to trouble such hearts. Begin to trouble such minds right now until they make those decisions and carry out such decisions. Let them not have rest. Let them not have peace in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, oh Lord, with your mighty hand, trouble every mind, every heart that need to make decisions, that need to carry out actions for my life to shift forward from the level that I am now, for my life to be blessed, for my life to succeed, for my life to prosper, for my life to excel, for my life to rise into greatness and prosperity and riches and wealth. Oh Lord, trouble such hearts and minds right now, until they do what you want them to do. Let them not have rest in the name of Jesus, until they do what must be done for my story to change. Oh Lord, let them not have rest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. we have four more prayer points. Then we are going to round off the session. Yeah. You know, just as we saw in the case of Mordecai, it is possible that the enemy have hijacked your rewards. Yeah, because Mordecai had done something that deserved reward. Yeah, he had done things that deserve rewards. But for a long time, he wasn't rewarded. For a long time. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy powers of darkness that have hijacked my rewards. The rewards that God already authorized for me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the forces of hell, the powers of darkness that are holding my rewards captive. Destroy those powers. Release my rewards. Release my rewards. Release my rewards. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my rewards from the hands of the forces of darkness holding them captive. Release my rewards right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Release them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release unto me every reward God have already authorized for me to receive. Release them unto me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You know, God gave unusual honor. Uncommon honor to Mordecai. And it is unusual because that honor was coming at a time when everything seemed to be against him. In fact, the honor came at a time when someone was already planning his downfall, planning his death. Yeah. And a great honor came at that time. I prophesy over your life that even now, a great honor shall come upon you in the name of Jesus. A great honor that will terminate whatever devil is already planning or is already doing in your life. That honor is coming in in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life a great honor, unusual honor, uncommon honor that will end or that will destroy whatever negative thing that is happening in my life or that is about to happen. Oh Lord, put on me such honor. Open your mouth and pray like that. The hashtag tehadjila bahane osishenegla. In the name of Jesus, a great honor. A great honor that will end every negative thing going on in my life right now. And every negative thing that is about to happen to me, Lord, put a great honor upon me that will terminate them all. A great honor that will end my shame. A great honor that will end my troubles, my limitations. Lord, put such honor upon my life right now in the name of Jesus. A great honor that will put an end to every mockery of the enemy against me. A great honor that we put an end to every voice of the enemy that is against me. Every voice that is downgrading my identity. Lord, put an honor on my life that we silence such voices forever. Every voice of people that is mocking me, downgrading my value, downgrading my identity. Oh Lord, give me an honor that will silence such voices forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. It is done in Jesus' name. Two more prayer points. You are going to pray. We saw in the life of Mordecai how God fought for him. And the same trap his enemy set to destroy his life, God made sure that the same trap destroyed his enemy. Yeah, that is how, that is what happens when God fights for you. He's going to use the same traps the enemy have set for you to destroy the enemy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, arise and fight for me. Catch my enemies by the traps they set for me. My enemies, destroy my enemies by the same traps they have set for me. Arise, O Lord, and fight for me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Catch my enemies catch the forces of darkness, the agents of darkness, the powers of hell. Catch them by the same trap they have set for me. Destroy them by the same traps they have set to destroy me. Do it right now. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. God is a perfect designer. No one can design better than him. Look at nature. Look at flowers. No one can design those flowers. Yeah, no one can design, you know, can design such things as God does. Yeah. No one can design anything that way. Yeah. And that is how God intends to design your life, to make your life so beautiful. Yeah, when God designs your life, you will be shocked. Yeah, because at the point you will say, God, is this not too much? That is how God designs the life of those that patiently wait for him. Not people that they are rushing. Yeah, they are rushing to, you know, to try to solve problems by their wisdom. I mean, to try to solve their problems by their wisdom. To try to fix things by themselves. But for those who really will wait for the Lord, by the time God begins to do his work, it will shock them. Yeah, because God is the perfect designer of people's lives. So you are going to pray. I believe in this place we have people who are waiting on the Lord. People whose trust is still in the Lord. People who have not given up on faith. I believe we have such people here. And those are the people whose lives will be so beautifully designed by God in this season. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, oh Lord, you are the perfect designer of the life of a man. You are the perfect designer of the destiny of a man. Oh Lord, design my life according to the beauty you have in mind for me. Lord, design my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, you are the perfect designer. You are the perfect designer of lives and destinies. Oh Lord, design my life. Design my life to look exactly as you want it to be. Design my life to become the same with the beauty you have in mind for my life. To look the same as the beauty you have in mind for my life. Lord, design my life. I hand over my life to you. Design it. Design it. Fix it. Fix it. Rearrange it. Organize it. Design my life, O Lord, to look as the beauty you have in mind for my life. To look exactly as the beauty you have in mind for my life. To become the beauty you have planned for my life, for my destiny. Design my calling. Design my ministry. Design my marriage. Design my career to look exactly like the beauty you have planned for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now as we round off the session. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing right now for us, in us. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty things you're about to do. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power in this place. Thank you for your presence and power that is in the locations your people are right now. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you look upon every one of us here in your mercy and release your blessings. Release your blessings, especially those blessings we need at this time. Blessings that we need to fix a lot of things at this time, to do many things at this time, O Lord, according to your mercies. Release such blessings upon every life right here, right now, in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you plant in everyone here a new heart that will follow your principles that governs kingdom prosperity, your principles that governs receiving riches and wealth from you. Lord, give these ones the mind that follows such principles so that you can bless them greatly. Do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that when the Lord is testing your faith in Him and testing your love for Him, you will not fail in Jesus' name. I pray that grace to love God more than your life and more than everything in this world shall be given to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.